Hello, this is the Kulani Podcast. Woo! That was me trying to do my voice for life as well. Anyway, hi, hello, this is Keeping Up With Life, my every Nigerian youth. I am Mecca, and of course, with me today is my one and only.
T to the E to the N, N, Y. Woo-hoo! In my mind, I was like, honestly, like cheerleading or something. Like I had pom-poms and all this stuff.
Then yeah, I thought we agreed that we're going to
Oh, you are right. Let's do it again.
Okay.
One, two, action. Action.
It's so great to be back, guys. We are sorry.
I know.
We really have no excuse for...
Honestly.
Truth is, what we are going to talk about today is the reason why we're not so consistent with the podcast. But I promise to change, though. We're really going to change. We're working on it. All right, so straight to the topic for today. We're talking about life after NYSC. Life after NYSC. You know NYSC now. Tell me what's the anthem again?
I never sang it though. Under the sun and
in the rain, we dedicate ourselves.
Now,
what
is the meaning? But what is the beginning?
You told me. I was a good.
You were a good person. Wow. Send you carton of sweets.
All right. So, it's no news that after NYSC, most National Youth Service called NYSC. It's a mandatory service here that you have to go for after your university or education. Yeah, so it's no news that after NYSC, most youth do not have the ability to figure their lives out, or they're left confused on what to do next or what not to do next. And so today we decided to share our own personal experience after NYSC, and also that of other youth around Nigeria that we are. Few just want to you find out, and so join us. It's gonna be a jolly ride. So let's start with Tenny, tell me.
Well,
life after NYSC,
nobody expected the virus, so it was life after NYSC was met with a lot of fear. And I guess I was up, so I'm a very optimistic person, so it was, I was open to, like, after NYSC. Get a job, you know, you start helping out, then you move for masters and all those type of stuff. I was very open-minded to the future, because in my mind I was going to be more mature, but I just want to go back to 13 years old now. But because of the virus, it kind of slowed everything down. I mean, it was after NYSC we started this podcast, so that's one good thing. And I don't know. Life after NYC has been fun, scary, because now you're like an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, now you have to start paying things like fresh fruits and bigger tights. You like have to start being mature, setting alarm to wake up early, you know? My God, like, even sleep safe at some point, like, you want to enjoy sleep, you wake up like, But we are growing, we are learning, we are experimenting. Yes, I'm lucky I'm in a very supportive home, and the whole pressure for finding a job and all those stuff, it was not like, they were not always hammering it on my head. And so I'm thankful for that fact. And I guess we're just seeing where the wind takes us at this point, because I'm not a very big planner. It's not like I don't have plans for the future, but for like the now, I'm not the person that'll be like, so at something, I'm going to do this. At anything that just happens. I guess I should change that for myself now. I don't know.
Yeah, you really should. Yeah. I've been telling you, but of course, you're not listening to me now. You don't feel like you're bigger than me, so...
No, I don't, because I feel like the more you think, the scarier, like, the world is, like, the more you try to plan stuff. Like, I don't know, I don't know. I just feel like, what if you plan it and then it does not go that way? Like, how heartbroken will you be? Like, I don't know. There's just a lot of, I'm still weighing my pros and cons, because at the end of the day, if I get to my feelings about something, I start to overthink and then fuck things up. I'm like a very big overthinker. And so I just, I just try to like take things one step at a time. There's no need to
run. All right, so for Tenny, that's life after NYC.
Yes.
Since I'm hosting, I have the privilege, I'll be the last person to share my life.
Yeah.
My experience after NYC. The privilege of hosting. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So next up, let's read Fortune's experience after NYC. I'll read it out, so please listen. Thank you so much. Fortune says, life after NYC has been great. I think NYC opened me to more people, more connections, another side of life altogether, different angles of seeing things. It opened me to my skills, passion, and what I could do. My life after NYC was just like a continuation of my life during NYC. Radio, media, and editorial.
Nice.
I decided to continue in that path, doing voiceovers, podcasting. Yes. Please listen to Fortune's podcast, Voice of Gold, the Voice of Gold podcast, and every major podcasting platform. You see her there. She's a celebrity, so you should really check out Voice of Gold. Like I said, she has a super amazing voice. Okay, let me continue. She got connected with people in her space. I did not plan for anything, and I had no planned out life, just like
this. See?
I had no planned out life after NYC, because I had no clue what it was going to be like. I got... Oh, and she said, by the way, she got two jobs and left two jobs. All she wanted to do really after NYC was just focus on voiceover academy. And I can testify, Fortune is doing very well after NYC. She had no plan out life, but she's doing amazing right now. Life for her after NYC has been great. There have been ups and downs. She has left two jobs in the space of how many months? November till now. She left before November now.
Yes.
In less than a year, she has left two jobs, but she's having another right now. So it's been amazing, a jolly ride for her. It's been a ride all through. Likewise, myself, the life after NYC for me has been, it has been a journey I wasn't really prepared for. I knew when I come out of NYC, I discovered this during NYC, I wanted to focus more on the media industry. Mm-hmm. I really love fashion, but I decided after NYC, I was going to give fashion a break. I'm totally not giving it a break right now, though. But then I started focusing on fashion a little too than I focus on it, like media. So I focus more on media than fashion right now. So I decided to focus more on media. And trust me, it's been a ride. Getting a radio job in Nigeria, brothers and sisters, no be being so. And all thanks to Rona, baby.
Right.
But then it's been really amazing. Thank God I met amazing people. I got to meet EDK. I got to meet the lead imager for Beat FM Abuja, although it's no more there. And I got to meet really, really amazing media personalities around the border, around Nigeria and the world too. Yes. And it's been amazing life for me. I mean, there have been times when I felt really, really depressed because I was not doing no job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it makes everything really terrible. I mean, there were times where I was super depressed. I mean, it's super, super depressed. But thank God for the amazing people around me. Thank you. Big shout out to everybody that's always there for me. Thank you, Emmanuel Okwezi. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nimi. I mean, it's been a big shout out to my family. God, those people are like the greatest support system in my life. You never expect. I mean, I thought if I didn't get a job after NYC, all my parents say they would be angry with me. They'd be like, oh, this boy, you are not serious. But trust me, my dad talks to me every day and it's like, don't worry, when the job comes, you'll be confused on which one to choose. I mean, it's been really amazing for me, the journey. So for me, life after NYC has really been a journey. Ups and downs, highs and lows. But we did have been scaling through. And you know, generally, that's how it is, life with youth. Life after NYC will surely be a journey. You have to figure out how to move.
Yeah.
It's a process and you have to flow with the process and grow in the process. You surely experience highs and lows. You surely experience down moments, up moments. But all through, just ensure that you're still pursuing what you're meant to be doing. Ensure that you do not give deviate from your real goal, ensure that you're doing the right thing. And trust me, brothers and sisters, fine.
Of course.
So really, Tenny, I mean, there's one lesson for you after NYC. Let me put it this way. If there was one thing you could do or change while you were serving NYC, what would it be?
It would be taking the radio, what do we call it that time, Seth? I don't even remember. Yes, but we used to call it something now in our CDS. It would be taking that part seriously, Sha. That would be my own. But technically, it was not my fault. The beginning, I was not placed in any place. And then by the time I got it was already like 2 months to the end of NYSC. So by that time, it was already like more than 8 months too late or something. But if that was one thing I could change, that would be it.
So a little backstory so you understand what Tenny is trying to say. Our CDS, editorial CDS, EPCDS, editorial, we're always assigned to a radio station. But our big sister Tenny, for about how many months of serving?
No, really, it was not my fault.
She did not place out, but she never complained.
No, because when I first got there, let me explain it to you. When I first got there and I asked people, they said, it is only if your PPA or where you are living is around a radio house. Do you get? And my house was nowhere around like a radio station. That was what the first person told me. And so she said that was why my name was not there. And since then, it just carried on. Since there were always people to put, and then they never placed me in any radio house. And so I felt, okay. Plus my other friends too, they were not really going there. So there was no like, I don't know, it was like 2 months or 3 months to the end of service that the announcement now came again that if you are not in any radio house, you should come forward. And I did, I actually did. I mean, I confessed. I confessed to my crime.
When she started coming to radio, Tenny will come this week and decide not to come for 3 weeks straight.
No, makeup, but you know why? They said until we should have our training, we should not like host anything. That was what they actually told us. So, then the day of the training, I had like something important to do.
Okay.
You're saying but now I'm being honest. Now it's like my half is okay, like 60%. Is my fault, but the other 40 is not my fault.
Okay, but 60%. I mean, you have like the chunk load of fault. So
okay, let's say 50-50. 50-50.
No, 60. Thank you so much, Tenny. You are at fault.
But then again, I'm also honest. So like,
thank you for being honest. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. It means thank a whole lot. All right, so before we go, let's take the last person. This one, I really like this person. I really like what this person said. Don't worry, in the next podcast episode, we are going to release. Before we start, we're going to play the voice recording this person said because it really cracked me up. But let me just read what the person wrote out. This one is from Marvelous. It says, before NYSC, I always thought myself and Jeff Bezos after NYSC, we're going to compete. But after NYC, surprisingly, myself and Jeff Bezos are still... Sorry. Let me read this again. Before NYC, I always thought myself and Jeff were going to compete. But after NYC, surprisingly, myself and Jeff are still competing. But before NYC, I was thinking it was Jeff Bezos. Sadly, after NYC, it's myself and Jeff from MFMCF, Mountain of Fire, Christian Fellowship... I mean, when he sent the voice note, I was laughing. I was for about 5 minutes. I'm like, who is this guy? But really, we all had this planned out. Like some of us had this planned out. Like some of us did not.
Yeah.
We pictured a glamorous life.
Yes, everybody was very optimistic. Everybody was
going into the labor market.
Send one interview and one CV, and like they call you back.
But
you start arguing like your payment should be like from 90k, you know. You be like, 100k,
you know.
Yes, and free your car.
But then it It's for most of us, it's not coming out with pictures.
Yeah.
But one thing we have done is we have not given up. We're still pushing through because we know the picture we have in mind is surely going to come to pass one day. And so we keep pushing. And so to everyone listening to this, just keep pushing. Keep going on. It might not be actually what you want. We all don't look like what we are going through, trust me.
Yeah.
But one thing we do is we keep pushing and we keep enduring because we know that the end goal is surely going to come to pass. The end result we picture, we shall get it. And so, yes. If you're listening to this, for myself and Penny, please do not give up. Thank you.
And be open-minded.
Yes, be open-minded. Talk to people. Please.
Yes, it's the thing you expect that you can that might actually change your life.
Yeah. Penny, you're dropping wisdom today. What's going on?
You're supposed to
What is going on?
Honestly, I'll be expecting like my one carton of like suya and bread tomorrow or something.
For what exactly?
Dripping wisdom. Now, when people listen to this podcast, after what I said, you see people do.
I can't take anymore. Thank you so much for listening to this. Please do not forget to leave a comment, a voice note, share to your friends, your families, and your foes too. Please share this to your foes. They probably need to hear this. Thank you so much. This is still the Kulani Podcast, and I am Mecca. Of
course. And I am Tenny.
Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you.
Have a lovely day, guys. Oh.